Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. We're just going to go back to the bottom of Lamed Aleph for 1 minute just to get back into the flow. Today's Shiur is sponsored by the Freud family, Lil Nishmas, Esther Ruchama, Bas of Chaim Alevi, Shamash Rav and Aliyah. We'll go to the bottom line on Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. So basically, there was a machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, how exactly the 10 washings of hands and feet took place. According to the Chachamim, there was no washing of the hands and feet twice when the Kohen Gadol got up in the morning. He didn't go to sleep. He was up all night, but I say he got up in the morning. I say he was in his pajamas. What I mean by that is I mean Big Dechol. He's wearing regular clothing, whether they're pajamas or not. They weren't pajamas probably because he wasn't sleeping. But they were regular clothing, and the first thing in the morning is he probably didn't wear because they didn't have a chasita. The first thing in the morning is to get into the digzav, to do things in the day that was done every day, the carbon tamid. That was the first thing in the morning. So the chacham held he didn't wash his hands then.
Right.
Just went to the mikvah. So if that's the case, now he had to wash his hands twice. He only washed them once. So now, according to Reb Meir, he washed them twice.
Right.
So according to the Chachamim, you only have 9.
Right?
So Bishlom, Lord Meir, Haina Mishkachasla. And now we go to Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, Asara Kedushin. According to Reb Meir, you have 10. 5 mikvahs, 2 washings each time. El Rabbanan Tishahavi. According to Rabbanan, there's only 9. Because in the morning, they didn't wash twice. Says Rashi, top line. The Chasra Le Tfilu Rishona Chad Kiddush. Because from the first mikvah, you're missing 1. So, Amri Lech Rabbanan. No. Kiddusha Basra? Yeah, you know where number 10 is? Ki Pashit Big Day Kodesh V'Lavash Big Day Chol. At the end of Yom Kippur, it's so funny. Because by us, the end of Yom Kippur is the highlight of Yom Kippur. Here, when he finished the day, when he finished the Avoda, he got undressed in the Big Day Kahuna, put on regular clothing, and Mestama, they're waiting for the fast to end. Nothing more to do. They did all the avodah, they're done. So, Kedusha Basra, the last one, Kipashit Big Day Kodesh, when he took off his Big Day Kodesh, V'lavash Big Day Chol, he put on Avidlei Hasam, that's when he did it. Says Rashi in the last wide line, Kishaba Lifshot Big Day Kodesh, when he took off the Big Day Kodesh, Uladidon, Sviralon, Kiddush Chad Afshatei, V'chad al-bishay. So he did a second time. He did another time there. Ula Reb Meir, lo makadesh midi, sharei eno el levosh big day kodesh. According to Reb Meir, you would not do another washing because you only wash to go to big day kodesh, not to go home big day chol. So that's where they make up the tenth. Okay. A new story now. Now, ready? Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. It says like this. Uva Aaron el Olam Moed. Aaron will walk into the Olam Moed, and then the pasuk continues. Upashat es Big Day Habad. He will take off the Big Day Bad. By the way, let's just say it right now. The Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah 5 times. He woke up in the morning, went to the mikvah. He did Big Day Zahav. He did things that he could, that every day. Then he put on the Big Day Lavan. Went into the Kodesh Kedashim. He burnt Ketoros in there. Then he went out, changed back into Big Day Kodesh, Big Day Zahav. Did other Avodas of Yom Kippur, the Musaf, other things. Then he went back into the Big Day Lavan to go back into the Kodesh Kedashim to get the pan out, right? To get the pan out. Then he came out, changed back into Big Day Zahav, and finished up the day. The Talmud Chopin Arbayim. That's the end of Yom Kippur. I left that a lot of things. That's basically what it is. So the Pasuk says, this is the 23rd Pasuk of that parak there that talks about Yom Kippur in Parashat Achrimos. It says, Uvlavash Uba Aaron El Moed. Aaron comes into the Ol Moed, and the pasuk continues. Upashad as Big Day Habad, he will take off the Big Day Habad, Asher Lavash, that he's wearing, Bivo El HaKodesh, when he goes into the Kodesh, V'hinicham Sham, and he leaves him there. Now, says the Ramban, this pasuk doesn't make any sense. What, he got undressed in the Kodesh Kashim and left the clothing and walked out naked? It doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. That's what the pasuk says. He walks into the Omoid, takes off the clothing, and he leaves in there. So the Ramban says, that pasuk says Darshani. Please explain me. It can't be calm. That doesn't, on the face value, the pasuk can't be right. Not only that, the very next pasuk, which is pasuk Chav Dalet, says, Verachat, right? I'm going to read it. It says, Verachat Espesaro Bamayim. He goes to the mikvah. Bamakom Kodesh. Volavash es begadav. He puts on clothing. V'yatza v'as es olaso. He does the ola. V'es olasa'am. V'chiper v'adu v'ad ha'am. It's a kapara. So it's out of order. It's out of order. Because Pasuk Chav Gimel takes place chronologically after Pasuk Chav Dalet. Okay? It's out of order. Okay? So back to the Gemara. Again, the Gemara says, Uba HaKohen El Ol Moed. That can't be Pashup Shat. That he goes into the Ol Moed to take off his clothing. Right? That can't be right. Lama Huba. What does it mean, the Pasuk? Eino Ba. Why is he going in there? Why is he going in there a second time? El Olahotzi Es HaKaf V'Es HaMachta. He's going in there to take out the shovel and the kalim of burning the ketoreth, right? So first of all, asks the Cheshek Shlomo, then why is that called the Olam Moed? That should be called Beislap. The Torah calls that Beislap Paroches. Why is it called the Olam Moed? Olam Moed is the Heichel, the Kodesh. Why is it called the Olam, right? So he gives a very brilliant answer. He says like this: all you're going in there for is to get the shovel out. So let's say you could get it out without going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Let's say there's a window, or you drill a hole. Let's say you could get it out without having to, then you have to do that. Why are you going in? The Chizkuni asks, you hear what I'm saying? That's why the Torah calls it the Ol Moed, because if you could stand in the Ol Moed and get them out, you'd be mechuyev to do that. Okay? That's why he calls it the Ol Moed, really going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Anyway, Rashi says, Eino bo el lahoti kafa machte, sheheniach bein abadim, that he left in between the badim, to the ksiv, and also the ksar talaish. Right? Very good.
How long is he leaving it for, by the way? How long is he leaving it
there? It's there for a few hours. However long it takes him to do the other stuff.
It comes back and
right. The Chizkuni asks an unbelievable question. He says, why did I have to go back in and get it? Leave it there for the whole year, and then next year, whether it's him or someone else, when they go in to bring the ketoreth, take it out. And every year, it'll sit there for the year. No one goes in there anyway. What can it be there?
No, it's not.
Such a good question.
Yeah, no, it's not.
That's what he answers. He answers it's a bizarre. I'll read you his words. It's such a good question.
Yeah,
it's like to go back in a second and take out the shovel. Leave it there the whole year. The answer is what he answers. He answers, Ein roi lahashiram sham shana shlema. It's not appropriate to leave it sit there the whole year. Mishum yesh behem deshet. It's dirty. Vehem nimasim. It's gross. It's disgusting. Vehu gnai klape mail. It's a gnai for Hashem. Lefikach. Therefore, it's not considered shalol torah. That's I'm not disputing that. But like, it's hard to say that Hashem's avoda is mos. Hard to say that, right? We don't say that. Well, shechting animals is mos. We don't say that. Nobody ever said that. It's a good question. It's such a brilliant question.
Yeah,
such a good question. Okay, the answer is it's a bizarre. I hear. I get it. Anyway, Shakala Parsha Kula Nemar Ala Seder. The whole parsha there in Achrimos is all in order except for this pasuk. But this pasuk is out of order. Why is this pasuk out of order? So the Malbim says because we lump the white Avoda together with the white Avoda. In other words, he was wearing white. He went in to do the Ketoreth. Then he went out, did other stuff, and then went back to get the shovel out. But the Torah lumps all the white together. He went into the Ketoreth, and he took it out. We know that he went out, did other stuff, and then went back in. But the Torah lumps it together. So it's really out of order. Because Avoda number 4 is written before Avoda number 3. Right? Following? Why does Torah do that? Now, like I just said, because it lumps it together. But since we know that it's out of order, what do we learn from the fact that it's out of order? We learn something very vital. If it wouldn't be out of order, you'd only go to the mikveh three times. To start, to do the white, and to come out. Right? By the fact that it's out of order, and he really has to go back out and do other stuff, and then go back in, we get two more mikvehs. Right? Going out and then going back in. Every time he changes, he has to go to the mikveh. So by the fact that it's out of order, we really learn two more mikvehs.
But practicality, he only goes three times.
He goes five times.
Five times. So when is
if you read the Torah and not learn Gemara, you would say, if you're a Tzaduki, you would say, yeah, he goes to the mikveh three times.
Three times.
It says in the Bereshit Pasuk.
Right.
He goes in, he gets up in the morning, goes to the mikveh, does some stuff, goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, hangs out in there, or maybe he goes out, maybe he comes back, I don't know, takes the shovel out, gets undressed, and does the rest of the day's work. And we know that's not true.
Right.
How do we know it's not true? First of all, we have a tradition, he went to the mikveh five times. So by the now this pasuk therefore must be out of order. It must be out of order. It is out of order. It's out of order. Why it's written out of order? That was what the Malbim says, because it's, the Torah lumps all the white avoda together. The question is better than the answer. I give you.
Yeah.
Having said that, the fact that it's out of order, we learn two more mikvahs. Okay. Shekala parsha kulam nemer ala seder chutz mi pasuk zeh. Every pasuk is in order except for this one. Now we can read the Rashi inside. It's a little bit of a long Rashi, but he'll explain it very well. The Rashi of Kol HaParsha. Nemar HaMikraot Al Seder HaAvodos. The order is written in the order of Avodos, right? HaMechalfos Kisidron BeParsha Kach Seder Avodosim. And he changed when the Torah is, okay, now he's going to do this, now he's going to do that. That's all change in Avodos. That's all the next step, the next step, the next step. Right? It doesn't start off in the morning. Okay, you wake up in the morning, you do the Talmud Shabbat and Arbayim. Then it doesn't say it like that. It's all in order, right? Except for this one pasuk. Chutz b'mikrozeh, except for this one pasuk. Shekasav, it says hotzas kafa machta. He takes out the shovel out of the Kodesh Kedoshim im avodas hapenimios with the avoda done in the Kodesh Kedoshim, right? Now that's not true because there was a break. V'lo hifzik avodas elo ve'elo ambeintayim. The Torah doesn't mention that that's not true. There was a break when he did other things. The Isle of the Am. It should have said that he goes out and he does the Isle and he does the and then he goes back in to get the shovel out. And then he goes back in to get the shovel and the spoon out. That's Big Day Abad. Then it should say, and he takes off the Big Day Abad because he doesn't need them anymore. He's not going back in there a third time. He leaves him there. Right? That's what it should have said. That's the order. That's the order. Back to the Gemara. My timer. What's the reason for this? What's the reason for what? Right? What's the reason for this? That this pasuk bedafka is out of order. Amar of Chista, because Gemiri, Chamesh Tevilos, five Tevilos, Vasari Kiddushin, and 10 mikvahs, and 10 washings. Tova Kohen Gadol Makadosh Bo Bayom. Vik Sidron. But if this is in order, the Lo Mishkachas Lehu Ela Shalosh Tevilos V'Shisha Kedushin. It's only going to be 3 and 6. Right? It's only going to be everything gets reduced by 2. Why? We'll go to the mikvah. Kodesh Kedoshim finishes the day. Only 3. We know there's 5. So it must be out of order. It's such a backwards way of getting to this. Right? We're backing into it. Tanya. Okay. That's the end of that story. Now, Tanya, Amar Rav Yehuda, Minayin lechamesh tevilos v'asarik kedushin shetovah kohen gadol makadosh bo b'yom. How do you know there were 5 and 10? How do you know? Well, Talmud Lomar says, Uba Aaron olam moed. Aaron goes into the olam moed. Uposhet es bigdei habad. Right? Takes off the bigdei habad. We just said that pasuk, right? Then the next pasuk says, V'rachat es pesar b'mayim, v'makam kodosh, v'lavash es begadav, v'yatsa v'osa. Holomarata, what do you see from here? Shekal hameshaname avoda le'avoda ton tevila. Anytime you change from one avoda to another avoda, you require going to the mikvah. So how do you know that there are 5 and 10? Well, we started off by saying it's a tradition. Then we said it's a pasuk. Yehuda learns out of a pasuk. The two pasukim next to each other. It says Tosfos on top, temali. Ihilchasa, if it's a halacha l'moshe mitzila, it's a tradition, lamali. Krol lama, what did the pasuk for? L'kamon means right now. I don't need a pasuk. It's a tradition. Why does Yehuda have to come along and prove it from a pasuk? It's a tradition.
Based on a pasuk.
Right? What? It's not based on a pasuk. How do you know that tefillin are black? It's a tradition. It doesn't say anywhere. It's not based on anything. It's just, they just are. How do you know? They just are. It's not based on a pasuk.
You wouldn't mind the pasuk. What are you objecting to the pasuk for? Have a pasuk.
So the pasuk must be adding something to the tradition that I wouldn't, right? Tosfos's answer is staggering. V'yesh lomar, e lav kra, if I wouldn't have the pasuk, hava mina, I would think, chamesh tevilos, yitbol, afilu bezarach hazeh. You go to the mikvah five times consecutively. What if the hava mina that would be, you would do that? Why would anyone do that? Why do you have to go to the mikvah five times in a row? It's such a difficult answer. I hear your answer. Your answer is, what's wrong with a pasuk? What's wrong with deriving a halacha l'moshe out of a pasuk? You have a pasuk, it just gives support. What's wrong with that? Tosfos to come with a crazy thing. I would think you go to the mikvah five times in a row. So what's the answer? Kulam biyachad, all consecutive. Lahachi istrakra, that's why I have a pasuk. No. When do you go to the mikveh? When you change jobs. Not consecutive. Why on earth would I think you go consecutive? What does that mean? What kind of havamin is that? I don't know. So what's the answer? No, the pasuk just comes to tell you, don't do it in a row. Do it when you switch avodah.
Read the Mishnah.
Yeah, which Mishnah?
The Mishnah on the Seder Tevilos also.
Yeah.
It tells you what he's doing.
What?
Right, so the question is, how do we know that? So it could be from this pasuk, could be from this idea, could be from this psukim.
Whatever the reason is.
Right. I mean, it's such common sense. Right, it's common sense. Right? Then Tosfos says, the e lav hilchasa, and if not for the halacha Moshe Mesinai, why don't we need that now? Havamina, I would have thought, eino meshana me'avoda levoda ela gibel pa'amim. I would have thought we only changed three times. Why? Because the pasuk's out of order. Right? Dehavilahu gimel tevilos asulo. So I need a halacha. No, there are five. I need a halacha l'moshin to tell me there are five. I need a halacha l'moshin to tell me this pasuk's out of order. You hear this?
Right.
That's a tradition. That the pasuk's out of order. I can read it. Okay, it sounds like it's in order to me. Right? Like if my separation starts off with the fourth day, I say this is out of order. Right? That doesn't make sense. Out of order. The Torah didn't do it like that. Most of the time, the Torah is in order. Once a blue moon, it's out of order. Most of the time, it's in order. This pasuk b'davka is out of order. How do we know it's out of order? It's a tradition. Why is it out of order? Because I need five tevilos. Right? Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Rebbe, Menayin l'chamesh tevilos v'asara kiddush and tovel ben kohen gadol bo bayom. How do you know it's 5 and 10? This is another opinion. Shenemar, it says in the beginning of the parasha there, Ksonas bad kodesh yilbosh, u'michnase bad yihu al besaro, v'avne bad yachko, u'mutznefes bad yitznof bigde kodesh heim, v'rachat z'mayim es besaro u'levesham. Holomarata, what do you see from this pasuk? Shekala mashanam yevoda levoda taron tevila. V'omer, it says, bigde kodesh heim. What is bigde kodesh heim? The extra words. Hukshu kala begadim kulum zel lezeh. All the begadim are the same. They're all the same level. The chamesh avodos hain, and these are the five avodos. Number one, tamid shel shachar, bigdei zav. Number two, avodas hayom, that means going into the kodesh kedushim, the bigdei lavan. Number three, elo ve'el ha'am, the bigdei zav. The ayel and the ayel ha'am, bigdei zav. Number four, kaf umachta, bigdei lavan, to go back in to get the shovel, bigdei lavan. And number five, tamid shel bein harbayim, the bigdei zav. And we left out a lot of things. We left out the throwing the goat off the cliff. We left out a lot of things. These are the general five avodos going on that day. So for each one, all the details we left out, but those are the general five. For those five, there is what? There's tevila, right.
Retrieving it is considered an avodah.
Yes, that's what we just said. The chizkurus is to leave it there the whole year. Go get it next year. And we can't do that. Umenayin shekol tevila, tevila tzorech shei kedushin. How do you know each tevila requires two washings? Talmud Lomar, it says, upashat, you take off the clothes. Virachat, you wash. Virachat, you wash again. Balavash, you put them on. Right? Rabbalazar Shimon Omer and a Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. Listen to this Kavachomer. This Kavachomer only makes sense if you hold up with Yehuda, who said going to the mikvah was just a reminder. Remember we said that yesterday? Yeah. Sunday? Ma makom she'ein ta'an tevila. You don't really have to go to the mikvah. Right? Nevertheless, ta'an kiddush, washing your hands and feet with the kiyar, that was a ma'akev. Going to the mikvah, that was just a reminder. Nevertheless, if you don't wash your hands and feet, it's considered, it's a avoda psula. So makom she'ton tefillah. So on Yom Kippur, when going to the mikvah is necessary. The ain't no din she'ton kiddush. So for sure you have to wash your hands and feet. It's obvious. It's a kavachomer. So you might say, what kind of kavachomer is that? Ima lahalan kiddush echad, afkan kiddush echad. You're going to have to wash your hands one time. Where do you get two from? Each time two. Talmud lomar. Ubo Aaron ol moed. Aaron goes into the ol moed. Upasha that's big days abad. Ashalavash. Ma talmud lomar ashalavash. Why does it say, and he'll take off the clothes that he was wearing? What do you mean he was wearing? They had a suitcase. No, of course he was wearing them. Kula adam poshet elamash lavash. You can't take off what you're wearing. Right? So when the Pesach says that he took them off, obviously he was wearing them. Why does that say that he was wearing? El hakish pshita lelavisha. It's a hakish. Taking off to putting on. Ma lavisha ton kiddush, af pshita ton kiddush. Wearing required a washing, and taking off required a washing. Okay, now we're going to go back and explain Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Menayin l'chamesh tevilos v'asara kiddushin. Now the Gemara now is pretty easy because it's so repetitive now. Menayin l'chamesh tevilos v'asara kiddushin shtov v'mkoy gadol b'kadosh bo v'yom. How do you know there were 5 and 10? Talmud lomar, ubo aron el ol moed rachet et v'sara b'mayim b'mokam kadosh. Holomanato shekol mishana me'avod l'avod aton tevila. Ashkechon, that all is good. Mi big day lavon, le big day zah. That pasuk's talking about coming out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, changing from the Lavan to the Zav. You have to go to the Mikvah. Mi big day Zav, mi big day Zav, mi big day Lavan Menayim. How do you know you have to go to the Mikvah when you go the other way? Okay? You ready for this? Tana Tebe Rishmol, Kal V'chomer. It's a Kal V'chomer. What's the Kal V'chomer? Uma, big day Zav. Shein, Kowai Nechas, Lufnai V'lufnim. Tana Tevila, well, to put on big day Zav. Well, you don't go into the Kodesh Kedosh and you have to go to the mikvah. So, big day lavan, shenichnas behen, lefnai v'lefnim, ein odin shetan tevila? Shouldn't you require going to the mikvah? Of course. Asks the Ritva, 1 second. The only reason why you're wearing big day lavan when you go into the Kodesh Kedosh is because of ein katega nasas negar. I can't go in. What kind of kavachomer is this? It's only a separate thing. I can't go in now because of the egel. I can't go in with gold. What kind of Kal V'chomer is that? It's not better or worse. If this is true, then this also must be true. You hear what he's saying?
We're making this more complicated, really, we are. So, Jesus' clothing, period.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
Next.
I know. How do you know that way? Only that way? Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer. So what do you see? So the answer is, you still see that it's still other. It's still preferable. Why is that? So there's a bunch of reasons why we wear white. First of all, what? So the Aruch Chaim says it's a reminder of the whiteness of purity of getting a part. Like the same thing, right? The Yerushalmi says that big day lavan resembles an angel. All the reasons why people wear a kippah, all these things. Then the Tartunia says, so then why did he wear gold? Right.
Gold outside.
Right, so not only that, he points out, all the kelim are made out of gold. Yeah. Gold is a very splendorous thing. It's very beautiful. It's very chashish. It's expensive. Right? Yeah, that's why the Beit Hamikdash was made out of gold. Right? Because we're not a cheap place. Right? Everything's top-notch over there. Everything's top-notch over there, right?
The iron itself is gold.
Exactly.
So that's covered in gold.
What?
It was covered in gold, though.
Yeah, yeah.
We're covered in gold.
That's a whole separate discussion. Why did it have to be wood under there?
The Kerubim was gold.
Yeah. At the end of the day, when you walked in, if you'd ever go in there, you'd see gold. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, what kind of Kal V'chomer is that? Ma'al big day zav, shekein kaparos and meruba. Well, 1 second. The big day lavan was only once a year. Everything else was done with big day zav. Every kapara in the world is done with big day zav, except for one a year. That's not a Kal V'chomer. It's not a Kal V'chomer. Elan afkalei mid the Rebbe. You're right. We're learning that from the same place Rebbe learned it out from, which is basically what Mati said. Right? Mm-hmm. That you need tefillah whenever you change big day lavan. Whenever you change altogether. Amar Rebbe. Now we're going to explain Rebbe. Menayin l'chamesh tefillahs v'asara kedushin shtovu kohen gadol makadosh bo b'yom. How do you know there were 5 and 10? Talmud lomar. Ksonis bad kodesh yilbosh. Halamadata shakol hamashana yavoda liyavoda ta'on tevila. Whenever you switch the avodas, you have to go to the mikvah.
Ask. Ksonis bad yilbosh.
Yeah.
So you learn how to go to mikvah.
Yeah, because the next pasuk says, and then he went to the mikvah.
Oh, all right. So the next pasuk you learn it out.
What?
So for the next pasuk you learn it out.
Yeah, well, it says, "Varachas b'mayim es b'zara ulevesham."
So,
right.
Ashkhan
big dezav le big delavan. That's only from gold to lavan. Big delavan le big dezav menayin. How do you know the other way? Same thing. Tana deberi shmal kavachomer to kavachomer. Ma beged big delavan. Shein kaparos and meruba. That's not such a lot of. You don't get a lot of kaparos out of the big delavan. Only one. Only once a year. Tana tevila. You have to go to the mikvah for that. So big dezav she kaparos and meruba ain't a din she tana tevila. So for sure. Ikalamifrach, 1 second. Malav big delavon, shekei nichnas lahem, behem lefnai velefnim. Yeah, but but the big delavon is still different because you go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. I don't care how many kaparas you do with the gold, you never go in there. So Gemara says, you're right. Hainu diktani, the omer, that's why the pasuk says, big de Kodesh heim, verachat es pesar b'mayim ulevesham. So we learn out, right? Verachat es pesar b'mayim, another reference to going to the mikvah, that's how you know. And again, there were five. Number one, Tamech al Shachar Big Dezav. The Tamech al Shachar was in gold. Avodas Yom Big Dezavon. Avodas Yom was in Big Dezavon. Ayel Va'el Ha'om Big Dezav. Kafu Machta Big Dezavon. Tamech al Bein Arbayim Big Dezav. There's the five. Umenayin Shekol Tevilu Tevilu Tzvicha Beis Kiddushin. How do you know each time you run to the mikvah you have to wash your hands twice? Which equals 10. Talmud Lomar Upashat V'rochatz V'rochatz V'lovash. Okay? So the Gemara says, "Hi, b'tefilaktiv." 1 second. Those words are written by going to the mikvah, not by washing your hands. So the Gemara says, "Well, in eino inyan l'tefila, if I don't need it for going to the mikvah, because I already know you have to go to the mikvah every time you change avodas, then afkalei be big day kodesh heim. I already know that. Tenehu l'inyan l'kiddush. Use it for washing your hands and feet. Okay." So v'lichtivir rachman and b'loshen kiddush. Why don't the Torah just write it like that? Go ahead, never ask that question. Whenever we have a case of tenehu inyan, well, I don't need to know it over here, so stick it over there. So the Gemara doesn't ask. So why don't you just say it? Right? Well, if it's piggle, do it. So use it for the other piggle. Why the Gemara never asks? So why doesn't the Torah just say it like that? Why does the Torah say it in such a roundabout, cryptic way? We have to go darshan. Say it straight out. Okay, the Gemara asks that.
We have that a zillion times.
I know.
The Gemara
never asked. So, v'lichtivir kiddush. So, why don't the Torah just write it? Just write it. Wash your hands and feet. All right? Good question.
So, it writes v'rachatz, right?
Right. So, that's a reference. No. That's a reference to going to the mikvah. It'll say rachatz yadayim. Like by the kiyar. So why doesn't it just say it like that? The Gemara calls that kiddush as opposed to rachatz. Kiddush.
Right.
Washing your hands and feet is called kiddush. Hakamash Malan, you know why? Tevila ki kiddush. They have the same, because the Torah wanted you to know that it's the same level of severity. Ma kiddush b'makom kadosh. Just like washing your hands and feet is in a holy place. Where is it? It's right next to the Mizbeach. The kiyar is right over there. Af tevila b'makom kadosh. So tevila had to be in the makom kadosh. You can't go down the block, right? Some in some shul. No, it had to be in the Beit HaMikdash.
Except for the first time.
Except for the first time, right.
So how do you know that? The first one's okay, but not the other nine?
Yeah, because the first one wasn't because of doing avoda. It was because he got up in the morning. We said that everybody. We did that.
It sounded like the general's
outfield
makom
kodesh,
but it's not. Except one of this.
I hear you. Rabbi Yehuda, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda learned out from two verachatzes, right? One was achi of tevila from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Lavan. And the other one was for Big Day Zav. So, Kiddush Benale, how does he learn out that you have to wash your hands ten times? Nafgale, Midri Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. He learns it out from the same place that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon learned it out from, which was what? Which was the Kal V'chomer. Okay? Okay. Whoa. Now, I'm not sure I understand this next Gemara. Because the Gemara said before, there was a machlokes, exactly what the 10 washings were. According to Rav Meir, they ended earlier than the Chacham. Right? The Rav Meir said that the first one was 2. The Chacham said the first one was only 1. So there was 1 at the end, according to the Chacham, and we needed 1 more. Yet, when he changed back into his regular clothes at the end of the day, that was number 10. According to Rav Meir, that was not number 11. It was done. Right? Now, the Gemara assumes, Amar of Chista, Rav Chista says, Had the Rebbe, Mafkumi Rav Meir, Umafkumi Rabbanan. Rebbe doesn't hold like either of these Shitas. He doesn't hold like Rav Meir or the Rabbanan. Why? Mafkumi Rabbanan. He argues on the Rabbanan. The Ilu Rabbanan, Amri, Kishu, Lavush, Mekadesh. The Rabbanan say, when you got dressed, you washed your hands. The Ihu Amar, he says, no. Kishu Poshet Mekadesh. When you take them off, you washed your hands. Umafkumi Rav Meir. And he also doesn't hold like Rav Meir. The Ilu Rav Meir, Amar, Hach, Kiddush, Basra, Kishu, Lavush, Mekadesh. Rav Meir holds, when it says here Kiddush Basra, it does not mean number 10, which he held was not done. That's not what it means. I think it means like number 2, the second washing of each avoda. That's what I think this means. Rav Meir held Kiddush Basra, Kishu, Lavush, Mekadesh. When you got dressed, you wore it, you washed your hands. V'ihu Amar, Kishu, Poshet, Mekadesh. And Rebbe held, when you take off the clothes, you wash your hands. Amar Vacha Vayakov, Hakol Motim, everybody agrees. B'Kiddush Sheni, Shalovesh, V'achakach Mekadesh. But the Kiddush Sheni, not the first one, the second time, when you're changing into gold, into white, Kiddush Shalovesh, you won't get dressed, V'achakach Mekadesh. My time, why is that? Amar Kura, it says, O B'gishtam El HaMizbeach. You come in close. Misha Eina Mechusar El HaGisha. The only thing you have to do is come close. Yatzazu, Shemechusar Levisha V'Gisha. But if you're not dressed yet, then you're missing two things. So therefore, what does that mean? That means you have to get dressed and then wash your hands. Amalei Rav Acha Berei Derav Rav Ashi. Lo Rav Chista Isra Derav Acha. V'lo Rav Acha Isra Derav Chista. This is another machlokas between Rav Acha and Rav Chista. Dim Kein L'Rebbe Havalei Chameshar Kiddushin. Because if you held like that, the Rebbe would require 15 washings. Not sure why. I don't understand. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. What? Because according to what? No, it doesn't. Because you wash your hands every time you go to the mikveh. You wash twice.
Correct.
But according to this, it would be a third time. Three for everyone. Three for everyone. So 5 times 3 is 15. It'd be a third one. When you take off, you wash. When you put on, you wash. And before you come close, you wash again. So that would be a third one. So no one holds like that. Okay, that's the end of that Gemara. Very complicated Gemara for a very simple rule. The rule is, you go to the mikveh 5 times, you wash your hand 10 times. And we spent an entire blot on that. Basically an entire blot, right? Okay. Next. We have a few minutes, we can do a little more. Hevi'ulo is hatamid kurto. They brought him the carbon tamid, and the Kohen Gadol was kurto. What does kurto mean? It means he shechted it. It's a funny lashon kurto. My kurto, what does that mean? Amar Ula, Lishna de Katlu. It's a Lishna of killing. It means he killed it. He shechted it. Amar of Nachmed de Maikra. What's the source? How do you know that that's what it means? Because the Pasuk can hear me that says like this. Egla Yafafia Mitzrayim. Karetz Mitzafon Baba. What does that mean? That means that Mitzrayim was a nice Egel. And the kingdom from the north came and killed them. Right? That's what the word Karetz Mitzafon Baba. My Mashma. What does that Pasuk mean? Kedem Targum Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, who learned Targum, will make it make sense. He said this: Malki Yoy Havim Mitzrayim. Malki, there was a kingdom in Egypt. Amamin Kitolin Mitzipuna Yosanala. And the killing country from the north, meaning Babel, came and conquered them and fought them. Okay, so that's, you see, the word Karot has the same lashon as killing. Why does the Mishnah use such a funny word? So we said in the Mishnah, we said because the word Karot is mashma. When you're not doing the full avoda, which is going to be a problem. Here we go. Kartu Bakama. How much did you do? How much shechita did you do? The Kohen Gadol, how much did you do? Amar Ula Berov Shnayim. Most of 2 simanim. V'chein Amar of Nachman Berov Shnayim. Amar of Yochanan Berov Shnayim. With most of 2. Right?
You did the whole thing.
Correct. So the Sfas Emes asks, 1 second. If you did Rov Shnayim, what do you need the other guy to come finish up? What's he finishing up? And if you didn't do Rov 2, you can't have another guy finish up because the Kohen Gadol had to do every Avoda. So what is going on here? It's a very good question. Right? He answers, maybe, he says, maybe the what the Kohen Gadol, what the other Kohen would finish up were other veridin, other what's the word, other veins, other things that they would normally do when they did a carbon to make the blood flow better. Maybe that's what this Kohen did. Not part of the Shechita, just for convenience sake. The Divri Malkiel says that the Gemara did not have a suffix. This is a new thing we find in this Masechta. When Ula says the words, he's explaining himself. Right? It's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. My karta makama. It's not a kasha. How could it be possible? That's a lashon that they use to get the ball rolling in the yeshiva, and he was explaining himself. It's not a kasha. How could it be? Back to the Gemara, second wide line. Rish Lakish savar b'rov shnayim. Rish Lakish also held this rov shnayim. D'amar Rish Lakish v'chimiyachash shaninu rubo shel echad kamohu. Now the Mishnah in Chulin said that rov of one simon is good for a bird, and he leaves out, and rov of two simon is good for an animal. Lama shaninu rov echad ba'olof rov shnayim b'behema. Why does the Mishnah repeats it like two times, another time in Chulin there? Why? Lefish shaninu. Since we learned heviulo es tamid, they brought the carbon tamid. Karto he shechted umirech achar shchit al yado, and then another Cohen would finish it up. Vikibel es adam, and he would accept the dam. Vizarko, and he would sprinkle the dam. Yachal, I would think lo yimaruk yehi pasul. If you don't do marika, it's pasul. Says so what? Yachal lo marke pasul. If you don't do marika, it's puzzle. Have a le'avoda ba'acher. You can't have that. That's someone else doing avoda. That can't be a havamina. No. Ditnan, kol avodas yom kippurim, ein on kasheris elabo. Right? All avoda, ein on kasheris elabo. Hachikamar. You know what? Hachikamar, we have time. Mm-hmm. First of all, Tos was asked. One second. Shechita's not even in avoda. Shechita's not even in avoda. What kind of question is this? Shechita's not in avoda. A zor can do shechita, right? So what's shechita not even in avoda? What's going on here? How could you think that the other Kohen can do the shechita? He's not even in avoda. It's not even in avoda. Anyone can do that, right? So Tosfos answers. Right. We didn't mean on the shechita part. We meant on the Kabbalah Tadam part. Hachikamar. Here's what Rish Lakish meant to say. Yachal, I would think. Yei pasal midrabanan. I would think it'd be pasal midrabanan. Right? What would be pasal midrabanan? Right? Lekach shaninu. That's what we repeated again. Rov echad ba'ov. Rov shnayim bebehema. Right? So since rov shnayim, the Talmud on Yom Kippur, which is a shechita kishera, the ikar shechita is the Maisa that's done by the Kohen Gadol, which is what? Rov Shnayim. And according to Rish Lakish, why is it repeated? To tell you that even Midrabana, that's the Halacha. V'chimeyachad afilu pitzulu Midrabana leka lamali lamarek. So one second. If that's the case, then Rov Shnayim is a good avoda according to everybody, even Midrabana. You don't have to do the whole, both of them totally. Rov is good enough. Then why is there another guy here? What do we do? The answer is mitzvah lamarek. It's a mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah is that? Says Rashi, in the third wide line, kedei lahotzi es hadam yafeh. It's a good to have another guy to help you out. Is it ma'akev? No. Is he doing anything? No. Do we need him here? No. What's he doing here? It makes it nice. It makes it nice.
You have the same mitzvah, not lava, the mitzvah.
Well, exactly. Right. Right? So that's a nice thing to do. All right? We'll stop here. The next line is Abaya Masad de Maracha. Some people say that in the morning in the Karbanos. Some people say it. Didn't say it for a reason. I don't know if we don't say it. But it's anyway. Yeah, exactly. We're gonna do that tomorrow. All right? Everybody have a very good day. We'll pick up here tomorrow.
Bye.